We are on here at Fort Recovery Radio. We are broadcasting you tonight with the Fort Recovery JV Indians versus the Delphus St. John Blue Jay in town. I am Darren Shepherd, joined here by our superintendent, Mr. Ferks. Mr. Ferks, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well, Darren. Looking forward to an exciting contest this evening, the Fortside Fieldhouse between the St. John's Blue Jays and our own Fort Recovery Indians.
I am as well. I don't know a whole lot on Delphus. Really at all. I know our JV hasn't been too bad, so hopefully they can keep that going tonight.
Yeah, St. John's comes in this evening with a 2-2 record, or 0-1 in the MAC. Started out the season taking on St. Joseph Central Catholic. They won 65-33. Came back a couple nights later, defeated Lima Perry 39-31, and then lost to Versailles and Elida. So 2-2 overall, 0-1 in the MAC. They're coached by Cole Fishbaugh.
Alrighty, so there's a little overview of our JV contest tonight. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in a minute with our start of the game.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We are back here in the Fort Site Fieldhouse where we are introducing your lineups for the Fort Recovery Indians and Delphus St. John Blue Jays. Looks like our starters tonight for the Indians will be number 15, Brian Benn, number 5, Gavin Toby, number 4, Regan Martin, number 10, Ryan Post, and Owen Shane at number 33. We are getting ready to tip off. Gavin Toby will be in the circle for the Indians against number 20, Aiden Rode of Delphus, 5'11", sophomore. Officials are about ready. Jump ball is up and won by the Blue Jays, the Indians. Regan Martin gets it, goes baseline, picks the dribble up over to out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post over to Toby. Toby over to Martin. Martin picks it up, skip pass over to Gavin. Gavin the top of the key to Regan. Regan looks over to Ryan. Ryan has it on the right wing, back over to Gavin. Gavin has it, looks back over to Regan, hits him in the hands, gathers it up, over to Shane. Shane over to Ryan. Ryan, three-point look, up and good. Three-point basket, Ryan Post. Indians take an early 3-0 lead. 6:25 left to go here in your first quarter.
Very good ball move there by the Indians. Looks like the St. John's Blue Jays came out man-to-man defense.
Yes. Nice move by number 20. Just can't get it to White Fall. Ryan Post come up with a nice rebound. He dribbled down the center of the floor. He's looking over to Gavin. Gavin drives to the right. It's 5 foot up. Up and good. Gavin Toby, 5 foot floater, is up and good. So Delphus bench wastes no time as four guys go to the scores table.
Not a good sign. It's flattering. You got four coming in.
Not a good sign, especially when you're a minute and 3 seconds into the game. So Delphus has the ball now. Short corner over there, drives, kicks, shot fake, goes, drives in the A-gap. Nice little left-hand shot, up and no good. So fortunately, the Blue Jays have now missed two easy layups. The Indians have a 5-0 lead. Regan Martin, nice move to the basket, misses. Owen Shane comes up, gets a rebound, up and no good. It goes out of bounds on Delphus, so Delphus will have four new guys that come into the game.
looks like Fort Recovery's come out with pretty good energy attacking that man-to-man defense, getting to the bucket, and obviously St. John's coach isn't real happy with his energy taking the four in, out, four out.
Yeah, so that's a good sign for the Indians. Brian Benn in and up and good. He is just a big, strong man. He's going to be tough to stop. So the Indians will have a 7-0 lead, 5:20 left here go in your first quarter. Wide open three for Delphus, hands up and good. So defensive breakdown for the Indians leads to a Blue Johns Delphus 3-point basket. 7-3 your score, 5:05 left here in the first. Regan Martin has the ball, post-entry pass to Brian Benn. Brian Benn, drop step, left-hand hook, up and smooth. Brian Benn, another 2 points in. Delphus will bring down. It'll be Hamilton with the ball. Hamilton over to Fairchild. 3-point basket. Delphus up. And nothing but the bottom of the net. Delphus is going to show a little man-to-man press. Regan Martin gets it over to Gavin Toby. Gavin will run it up. Over to Ryan on the right wing. Ryan has it. Back over to Martin. Martin with the top of the key. Swings over to the right corner to Gavin. Gavin has it. Back up to Martin. Martin looks into Brian Benn. Brian Benn out to Gavin Toby. 17 feet out. Up, no good. Rebound Delphus. Number 5, Fisher. He'll get it up to the point guard. Number 15, Hamilton. Hamilton will control it for the Blue Jays. Linderman has it. Linderman up over to Fairchild. Fairchild, nice drive up, and then again, another missed layup for Delphus. So that's 3 missed layups for Delphus. And Delphus will get the ball back. Hamilton will get it and control it for the Blue Jays. Over to the right wing, Indians take a chance, and we're going to have a foul. Foul is on Gavin Toby with a reach in.
Be Toby's first foul. Looks like Ben's checking out, and we got number 23 for the Indians. That would be Ian Holman coming into the game.
Also another substitution. Russell Gale go in replace of Owen Shanes.
That's the thing about Delphus St. John's. You get off to a quick start, but they shoot the three ball so well for so long. And that.
Yeah, like we said, we were up 7-0. Now we have a one-possession game.
Yeah.
Delphus up. Easy layup. Just bad defense by the Indians as the score will now be 9-8. Indians up 1 with 3:40 left to go here in your first. Delphus making a run. Indians need to step up on D. Ryan Post has it. Nice backdoor cut by Gavin Toby. Up and good. Assist to Ryan Post. Basket to Gavin Toby. That's just good movement.
Good movement there. It'll be Toby's 4th point of the game.
Good
Indians
deal.
Off to 11-8 lead with 3:26 to go in the first quarter.
Hamilton has it over to Fairchild. Fairchild has it up over to Linderman. Linderman back over to Hamilton. Hamilton looks over to Ruda. Up. A wild looking thing. Hamilton has it back out. Point guard for Delphus. Handles the ball pretty well. Back over to Fairchild. Fairchild has it. He gets a ball screen. 3-pointer up. No good. Ryan Post come up with another rebound. Ryan Post will bring it down the left side of the floor. He's got it. Over to Martin. Martin has it. Top of the key. Picks it up at 15. Ian Holman. Back over to Martin. Martin shot fake. Drives to the basket. Left hand. Shot up and good. And one. Count the basket for Regan Martin. Nice move. Even better finish with the left hand.
Great take there. Up 5. Chance to make an old-fashioned 3-point play and give the Indians a 6-point lead here with 2:47 to go in the first quarter.
Substitution in for the Blue Jays. Number 20, Aiden Rode, will come in for number 10, Devin Linderman. Martin's at the line. Shot is up. And no good off the back of the iron. Delphus will come up with the rebound. Fairchild will have it, and he'll bring it. Fairchild controls it for the Blue Jays. Being guarded by Gavin Toby. We've got a ball screen. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton has it. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild attacks the basket with nobody around. He misses a layup. And Delphus will get their own rebound up and no good. Ian Holman comes out with it and slows it down wisely.
A couple good looks there for the Blue Jays. Luckily, they couldn't convert.
Yes, that's about their 4th missed layup now tonight, so thankfully. Ryan gets a post from or a screen from Russell, and Martin will get a 3-point basket. Assist Ryan Post.
That was a great down screen there by Ian Holman.
That was. That looked good. Russell Gale is guarding Hamilton. Ooh, I kind of thought that would be the Indians' ball.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
But ref says otherwise. He'll go Blue Jays' way. A couple subs in for the Blue Jay. So Delphus will control it. 16-8 your score. 2:02 left to go in the first quarter. into Hamilton. Hamilton will control it. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild up, three-pointer up off the side of the backboard. Not a very good shot.
That was ugly.
That was not good looking. Gets it back off to Hamilton. Hamilton over to number 12, Brown. Brown back to Fairchild. Brown over to Fairchild. Hamilton has it. Getting a ball screen. Thought about a three. Swings it over to Ruda. Ruda over to Fairchild. Gets a screen from Brown. Into Brown. Brown, lefty, 7 feet out, up, no good. Rebound, Regan Martin. Regan Martin will bring it down the center of the floor for the Indians.
See the ball inside to Mr. Ben here. He's got a pretty big size advantage inside on the interior.
He's probably going to have that a lot, so I look for the Indians to get the ball to him a lot, but we come down and shoot a 8-foot fadeaway. Not a good look. Regan Martin is guarding number 14, Ruda. Good D.
I thought that went off Delphus's foot.
I did too.
Okay. Regardless, with 106 left, Indians are up 8, 16-8.
Fairchild will inbound it for the Blue Jays. Aiming to Hamilton. Hamilton thought about a three. Dribbles it out. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild drives right baseline. Back over to Brown. Brown lefty, 17 feet away. Up off the back of the iron. Big Brian Ben comes up with a rebound. Over to Ian Holman. Ian over to Regan. Regan's going to walk it up the center of the floor. Thinking the Indians might play for the last shot.
I'm thinking the same thing. Play for one shot, maybe look for a look inside of Matt Ben and see what happens.
I'm thinking nothing but a layup if you got it.
Only one side.
Uh-oh. Russell Gale up. Three ball. It'll hit the top of the backboard and go the other way.
Not sure I like that look, but
me either, and I don't think Coach Overton does either, as he will get a sub. Right there, I'm going layup only. Get the ball up 8, 35 seconds left. Shoot a layup at the end if you got it.
Especially with Delphus getting the ball coming out at the start of the second quarter. Unless it's a held ball. Play for one.
Yep. So, Hamilton will have it. Go base, go over. Brown has it. Brown dribbles left. Gets bodied up by Brian Benn. He's not going through him,
good,
I'll tell you that.
Good D, walled up well inside.
Fairchild has it on the right wing over to Hamilton. Hamilton drives baseline to Russell Gill. And floater up, no good. Brian Benn comes up with a rebound.
Right.
And we got a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul on number 12.
It'll be Jordan Brown.
Jordan Brown.
With his first. Indians will take the ball baseline out of bounds with 5.9. Let's see if they can get a good look here with last second shot.
Yeah, you got the floor. Russell Gale jumping on the left side of the floor. I don't think we're going to have a shot. And we do not. Well played by the Blue Jays. So after one, Indians take a big lead, 16-8. And we will be back after this with your second quarter score.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Looking. We are back here in your second quarter. Mr. Burks will go over a few stat lines that he has for you.
Indians got off to a hot start, scoring 16 points there in the first quarter. They are led by Regan Martin's 5. Brian Benn followed up with 4. Gavin Toby had 4. And Ryan Post trailed with 3 points. For the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, Isaac Fairchild has 3. Tyler Rohde has 3. Devin Lindemann has 2 for their 8 points. So good start for the Indians early on.
Definitely. Good to jump out to that quick start. So ball is inbounded to Hamilton. Hamilton looks like the Indians are in a 1-3-1. Maybe. 3-2?
Yeah, it looks.
I'm not sure what that is.
122, maybe? I don't know. It's an amoeba. It's floating.
There it is. So Hamilton thought about a three. Up over to number three, Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp back over to Hamilton. Hamilton over. Deflected by Gavin Tobin. Good steal. Just stronger than that kid. And still driving basket, Gavin Tobin. 18-8, your score. 6:15 left here to go in your second quarter. And Gavin Tobin just about comes up with another steal.
The Union's got some advantage off front with quickness to see him really try to pressure the ball.
Definitely. And
harass the St. John's ball handlers.
So St. John's kind of just plays around with it outside, and they're not really looking to get it. A shot, it looks like, as they're playing about 30 feet from the basket. Fairchild's three-point shot up and good.
That's what they do.
That is what they do. That kid's not afraid to shoot. I think he's about 1-for-3 or 1-for-4, so he'll definitely let it fly.
Be his second three of the game, 6 points for Fairchild.
Dilworth will bring the ball up for the Indians. He's got it in the middle of the floor, and he's still dribbling. Over to Ryan Post on the right wing. Ryan has it, dribbles over to the center. Back out to Brian Benn. Brian Ben's looking, curl cut by Gavin Tobin. Nothing there. Back over to Brent Ben. Ben will drive left, mishandle it. Right-handed shot up nice. And good. Brian Ben. I like how the big boy didn't just throw it up. He gathered himself and got a nice shot.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about off the dribble from 18 feet, but he finished well with a little drop step.
Yes, that looked good. So Hamilton will have it for the Flyers. Over to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp thinks about a three, decides against it. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild skip pass over to Hamilton. Hamilton directs traffic. Over to Brown. Lefty has it on the left corner being trapped. Oh, my goodness, and the Indians have got to come up with that steal. That leads into an easy basket for Colin Mollenkamp. Full court press put on by the Blue Jays, just a man-to-man, so Ryan Weiss will clear everybody out and say, I got this. He'll bring it down. Gets a screen from Brian Brenn. Still dribbling and makes a bad decision.
Yeah,
just a bad
pass.
Decision. So Indians turn it over, and Dolphins will push it back at them. And Gavin Tobin will get went by and leads to a missed layup by the Blue Jays. So that's about the fifth missed layup from the
Blue
Jays.
Got a lot of good looks inside. Fortunately, they're not hot right now.
Most definitely. Gavin Tobin 5 feet up, no good. Rebound Blue Jays. And Dolphins coach does not like what he sees, and he's going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with him. We'll be back right after this. 20-13 your score, and he's up 7, 4:15 left to go.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snowblowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
We are back here in the second quarter. Indians have a 7-point lead. Delphus St. John's has the ball controlled by Ruta. Ruta is being heavily guarded by Ryan Post, and they get a screen. Fairchild attacks. And Ruta, 3-point basket up and good. So I really think that Isaac Fairchild might be one of their best three-point shooters because they're setting all kinds of screens for him for the three-point line.
Yeah, between Fairchild and Ruta, they have 4 threes already.
Yeah, so they need to definitely get a handle on them guys.
16s behind the line.
Gavin Tobin catches it. Skip pass over to Owen Shane. Owen Shane, 3-point that basket up and no good. I don't really think that's his shot, and I think Coach Overton's saying the same thing down there. He's open for a reason. So number 14, Ruta will have it. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild has it. Over to number 20, Rode. Rode has it. Gets a ball screen. And just goes right through Fort Recovery Indians and gets an easy layup. Martin over to Gavin Tobin. He'll bring it up for the Indians. Gavin Tobin will get it. Spin. Kick out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post, 3-point basket up and just short. And that'll hit the top of the backboard. So the Indians will give the ball right back to Delphus.
Top of the backboard isn't out, though. It's got to go over.
I thought the same thing.
It's not. That's all right.
Just a couple officials?
Yeah, just talking game.
Yep. So, number 20. Rode will bring it up for the Blue Jays. And again, yep, that's a good call. And Ryan Post did hit him on the arm. So, number 20, Aiden Rode will go to the line, shooting a pair of free throws.
Yeah, Rode has 2 points so far in this contest. He's trying to cut this 2-point lead for the Indians in half.
And they got a chance to tie it up here. So 18-20, your score. First free throw is up, and it's short. So they will not be able to take the lead. He's got one more, though.
Indians got off to a hot start in that first quarter. They've kind of cooled off in the second. Only scored 4 points so far.
Yeah.
With 2:49 left in the second period. So see if they can get going here and make a late run.
I really hope. So with that free throw being good, Delphus takes a 19-20 down one. Owen Shane. And the Indians getting a timeout after being pressed. And they didn't, Coach Overton didn't like what he sees. So we'll take a timeout right with them, and we'll be right back after this.
You're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We are back here in your second quarter. Indians call a timeout after being pressed. And I'd like to take a look at our scoreboard, our scores table, I should say, as that thing looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, credit to Athletic Department, Athletic Director Kurt Rammel. Was able to do a partnership with Second National Bank here in Fort Recovery, and that was a pretty pricey scores table, and they obviously footed the bill for that, and we just really like to thank them. You know, the last couple of years, we've done a lot of work in the gym, and I think it looks spectacular.
Yeah, I think this place looks absolutely beautiful. So back to action here. Ryan Post catch the ball, skip pass, and he will let it hit out of bounds. So Delphus tips it out of bounds, I'm sorry, and the Indians will retain possession.
Indians have been pretty successful, varsity and JV early on, a baseline out of bounds and getting looks.
I hope that continues here.
A little screen to screener.
Martin looks over to Ryan. That is, wow, too close for comfort. Martin will catch the ball. He'll dribble top of the key, gets a screen from Gavin Toby, 15 feet up, no good. Rebound number 20, Rode. Rode will get it. He'll push it hard down the floor. Spin move, thought about a shot, no. Goes baseline on right post, up and good. So that will go to number 14, Tyler Ruda. Indians break the press, Ryan Post picks it up 15 feet away, back out to Martin. Martin has it on the right wing. Martin over to Ryan. Ryan over to Shane. Shane catches it over to Martin. Martin, three-point basket. Up and good. Nothing but net. Regan Martin. That'll give him his 8th point in the night here in the second quarter. 23-21. Indians up 2. 1:40 left to go here in your second quarter.
Ends a little bit of a drop there for the Indians.
Yes. Three-point basket wide open. It's up. Thankfully, no good. And Indians allow second chance points, and that's something you just can't do. So the score is all tied up, 23-23, 1:20 left to go here in your first half. Martin over to Russell, Russell over to Ryan, Ryan over to Martin. Martin attacks left, over to Shane, and it will be turned over. Number 10, Linderman, and Martin will foul him. So, just Indians just need to really take care of the ball and find shooters on defense, and like they were doing in the first quarter, and they kind of just lost track of the second quarter.
Yeah, offense will come and go. Defense is forever, and really the Indians just got to buckle down at this end of the floor. I think they have a speed advantage out front. Really like to see them start harassing the ball handlers for St. John's and try to get some turnovers, which could lead the offense.
Most definitely. I like that 1-3-1 that the Indians ran there for a minute. Definitely gave Delphus problems, but we kind of went away from that.
You just don't see a lot of teams run 1-3-1. You can trap before half court or right after half court. You can do a lot of things out of it. Teams don't really attack it real well. They don't see a whole lot of it.
So. Yep, so Indians, I hope that they go back to that because we definitely had success with that. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Delphus. Delphus comes out with another one. Second chance points. That's what we're talking about. Up and no good. Rebound fought for.
Indians just need to do a better job of checking out, butting the gut,
yep.
Get a body into somebody, and try, and, you know, really right, just try to out-jump people, and you can't do that in this style of basketball.
Not in high school. And any Indians will get possession over to Dilworth. Dilworth will bring it up. A lot of body there. No call. Dilworth will go left. Back right. Over to Owen Shane, top of the key. Oh, Ian has it. Ian over to Russell Gale. Russell Gale has it. Attacks left. Kicks it back out to Ian. Ian drives. Back out to Shane. Shane over to Dilworth in the right corner. Looking for Ben. And I think we kind of just forced it. Indians will turn the ball over again. 23-23. 30 seconds left for the Blue Jays, and I think they will wisely take a last shot.
They ran a ball screen. The guy didn't roll.
Yep.
Chucked it about halfway up the wall.
So the Indians will definitely take that and turn over Blue Jays. Indians will get the ball back. 30 seconds left to go here. We are still tied up 23-23.
Coach Overton gets Regan Markin back in the game. He's one of their better outside shooters. Let's see if they play for one and try to get him a look here.
So Martin will bring the ball up down the right side of the floor. Being guarded by number 32, Isaac Fairchild. Martin has it over to Shane. Shane has it, attacks right. Over to Dilworth. Dilworth over to Ben. Ben 15 feet out, up and good. Nice touch by the big fella. I like it. And Ian Holman gets a nice steal. Oh my goodness.
Fine.
Three,
okay, pick up.
Two, one, 3-pointer up, no good, and that will come to our quarter. Ian Holman still laying on the floor down there. I hope he's okay. Not sure what's going on with Ian Holman there. He is in some pain, so we're going to take a timeout. It is halftime, and your halftime score is 25 for the Fort Recovery Indians and 23 for your Blue Jays. We'll be back right after this.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
We are back here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse where the Indians have a halftime lead, 25-23. Mr. Ferks has a few halftime stat reports for us, and he will go over.
Yeah, at the end of the, obviously, halftime break, the Indians are leading 25-23. As far as individual scoring for Fort Recovery, Brian Benn is leading the Indians with 9 points. Regan Martin has 7, including 1 3-point shot. Gavin Toby has 6, and Ryan Post has 3 for their 25 points. For the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, a little bit more balanced scoring, Darian. They're led by Tyler Ruda, who's got 8 points, including 2 threes. Isaac Fairchild's got 6 points, including 2 threes. Adam Fisher has 2. Darren Lindemann has 2. Griffin Hamilton has 3. And Colin Mohenkamp has 2. So a little bit more balanced scoring for Delphus. Indians are led by four players primarily, but the Indians got a two-point lead at halftime. Got off to a great start there in their first quarter, almost scoring 20 points. Went into a little bit of a cold streak, but that's going to happen in JV basketball.
Yeah,
see what kind of halftime adjustments the Indians make.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like that 1-3-1 that the Indians were there in for a second, because they got, I think, two quick steals. Gavin Toby did, and led to four easy transition points. So that definitely gave Delphus some problems, but we kind of went away from it. So I look for the Indians to go back to that at some point and hopefully get a few more transition points out of that.
Yeah, the great thing about 1-3-1 is that A, it controls tempo of the game, and so they play your pace, and then B, you look for some traps out of it, and you can create some pressure, some ball havoc situations out front, and like you said, early D leads to quick transition offense, and maybe you get some easy buckets on the break.
Yeah, most definitely. So that was definitely a good defense for the Indians, and look for the Indians to just find the shooters. We can't allow, we know who their three-point shooters are. They've letting it fly. Luckily, they've only hit four of them total, I believe. And just find shooters, get a hand up on shooters, definitely get a hand in their face, because if you leave shooters wide open, they're probably going to knock it down.
Shooter shoot, and that's the same Delta St. John's team. When you played Darien back 20 years ago when I was in school, they've always ran a spread motion, and they've always had guys that could shoot the basketball. And so you've really got to help and recover, locate, get a high hand, and make them shoot over the top. And that's just Delta St. John's basketball. We have a fairly a size advantage inside with Ben, and I'd maybe like to see us try to get into some half-court sets and try to pound the ball, and he'll let him, you know, wear down some people, beat on some people inside, maybe get some and-one looks or get to the foul line. He's a pretty good free throw shooter.
Most definitely. Big fella has a nice touch for being as big as he is, and he can step outside, and that's so nice. You have a big guy like that, and most guys are going to look at him and say, I'm going to let you shoot that 15-footer, and he's going to look at you in the eyes. He's going to say, all right, and I'm going to knock it down. So definitely nice to have a threat like that, or you've got a big guy that will definitely pound it in the post on anybody, no matter who it is, and be able to score and then step outside and be able to hit a shot every now and then.
That's a huge advantage, especially at the JV level, and you don't see too many kids that size with good footwork and, like you said, a touch around the basket, and he's going to be a nice piece to work with. You know, the Indians got some JV kids that are a young team overall. They got off to a little bit of a slow start to start the year. You know, Regan Martin was out with an illness and stuff, and, you know, early on they lost to St. Mary's 54-44. In that game, Ryan Post had 18, Gavin Toby had 8, Riley Dilworth had 5. Came back the next night, lost to an athletic Greenville team by about 10, and then got their first win last Friday in overtime over Delphus Jefferson, 66-57.
So there's a little bit about the game and the Indians' season so far. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We are back here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse where we are 2 minutes away from the start of your second half. Delphi St. John's already out there. And right before half, I seen Ian Holman go down after he just about got a steal and layup. So hoping he's all right. As he laid there for a while, trainers and coaching staff came out and checked on him, and he hobbled to the locker room. And I do not see him coming out of the locker room right now.
There he goes.
There he is.
He made a great steal underneath and missed the finish inside, and then there was a collision on the loose ball. And I couldn't tell if it was a knee or a head or what, but he was down for a little bit. Looks like he might be okay now, but we'll see.
Hopefully, because that kid, when he gets hot from three, he is hot. So we are about a minute and 20 away from the start of your second half, and we are watching both teams warm up right now. So we'll take another commercial, and we'll be right back with your second half.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We are back here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse where the Indians have a two-point lead, 25-23, and we are about to undergo our second half as Gavin Toby will have it, and he will inbound it into Ryan Post. Action is back. Ryan Post will dribble it up slowly. So he gets a ball screen from Brian Benn. He'll go off, and he gets another screen from Gavin. Gavin over to Shane. Shane, nice cut by Martin. Martin finds Ryan Post, 15 feet away. Ryan drive left, ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Indians.
Indians did a good job there attacking the basket. I'd like to see him try to get up a look there instead of kicking it back out for a three.
Yeah, absolutely. But ball will stay with the Indians, so that's a good thing. Martin inbound to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will beat Hamilton right. Go pull up. Up and no good. Ben batted for it. Indians will take it. I thought it was tipped out by Brian Benn. Official says otherwise.
Take it. See if the Indians can get a look. Good look here. Baseline out of bounds. They're going to be in a little stack set.
Inbound it over to Shane. Shane back out to Martin. Martin goes left. Thought about a pull up. Goes over to Ryan. Ryan will come off a screen. Ryan will dribble back out. Over to Martin. Martin over to Toby. Toby will drive right. Picks it up. Ball's dead. Finds Brian Benn. Brian Benn shot fake from three. He'll dribble right. Get the ball kind of stolen. And ball will go.
A turnover Fort Recovery. Delta St. John's basketball. Got a real good start here for the Indians. We'll see if they can lock down defensively.
I hope they made some halftime adjustments. So Hamilton will bring the ball up for Delphus. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild gets two screens. He'll come off the right of a screen. And there will be zero Indians there to guard him. And Coach Overton is not very happy, as I would not be either, as Fairchild just went right around the entire Indians defense and got a layup. So we'll take a timeout with Coach Overton. It is a full timeout, and we'll be right back after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
We are back here in the Fortside Fieldhouse after the Indians take a full timeout after letting the Fairchild dribble all over him and make an easy layup. Coach Overton did not like that, and he took a timeout.
Yeah, it was like the St. John's came out with a little double ball screen, and Indians got to do a little bit better job of stepping out, trying to hedge that ball screen, you know, stop the ball handler, force him to pick up his dribble and get rid of it. But regardless, timeout, and we'll see if the Indians can get a quick score here.
So our score is 25-25, 6 minutes left to go, and Dilworth, how's that not a foul? I thought Dilworth kind of got pushed from behind, but no call. That leads to a turnover, and Delphus will have the ball underneath as Griffin Hamilton will take the ball out for the Blue Jays. They got all kinds of screening going on, and they'll inbound it to Linderman. Linderman has it over to Fairchild. Fairchild back over to Hamilton. Hamilton behind the back. Thought about a three. Ball's dead. Russell Gale harasses him a little bit. Over to number five, Fisher. Fisher over to Fairchild. Fairchild has it. Stolen by Russell Gale. Nice looking steal. Just pick it up. That's a push.
Yeah. So the foul will be on, I would say, number 32 for the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. That will be Isaac Fairchild. That'll be his first foul.
I kind of thought that was a similar push to the one we had down here, but I guess not. Russell Gale will take the ball out for the Indians. Oh, ran it wrong. Dylan Evers is in the game. He's got it. 12 feet out, up, no good. What do you call?
Called out of bounds for recovery, double St. John's ball.
And the Indians will come out with a man-to-man press, maybe. It's kind of backed off. Dilworth is going to guard Fairchild. Fairchild goes right around to the right and throws it over to Russell Gale, who was standing wide open. Gale will bring it on the right side of the floor, up over Ben. Ben has it over to Dilworth. Dilworth has it out to Toby. Toby have it on top of the key. Brian Ben in the paint.
Look inside here. Get a post touch. He's got him pinned. Get it to him.
Dilworth has it back over to Gale. Gale has it over to Toby. Toby has it, dribbles right. Skip pass over to Dilworth. Dilworth thinks about a three, dribbles right. Picks the ball up. Ball is dead. He has it in the corner. He's being pressured and not a very good decision. Dilworth has it after a scramble madness. Oh, and Ben just misses a layup. Delphus will bring that ball all the way down the floor and somebody will karate chop. Delphus gets straight in the head, no call. So Regan Martin will check in for the Indians for number 14, Riley Dilworth. So inbound to Delphus, Fairchild has it. Number 14, Ruda gets a screen, three-point basket up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. So Delphus will take a lead. 28-25, 4:20 left to go here in your third quarter. Gavin Toby up, layup, up, and good. Gavin Toby with a layup.
Toby's eighth point of the game.
Eighth point of the night for Gavin Toby right there. Russell Gale heavily pressuring Hamilton as ball is dead. And Ruda is getting heavily pressured over to Hamilton. Hamilton has it. Back out to Ruda. Ruda, another three-point ball up and no good. Offensive rebound for Delphus. Another second-chance point. Ball is tipped out of bounds by the Indians. Stays with Delphus. Owen Shane will check in for number 15, Brian Benn.
I'd like to see Fort Recovery really locked down defensively as far as second-chance opportunities. Delphus only gets one and done, and we're going to get too many second shots.
I agree right there. So into Ruda. Ruda has it, dribbles left, finds number five.
A lot of contact.
A lot of contact and no call, though. Off of Martin's leg, picks it up in the corner. His ball is dead. Over to Owen Shane. Owen Shane over to Gale. Gale over to Evers. Evers has the ball in the corner. Over to Gavin. Gavin has it back off to Evers. Evers has it down the three-point line. Regan Martin catches it. Ball's dead. Over to the scores table. Ball will go out of bounds on the Indians. Alpha's ball.
Looked like Toby was doing a basket cut there, and Regan Morgan was looking for him to pop up to the top of the key, and just a little miscommunication, turnover for recovery.
Yep, not on the same page there, so the ball will go to the Blue Jays. Hamilton will have it. Hamilton gets it back. Being guarded by Russell Gill. He's got the ball over to number 20. Shot is up and no good. Gavin Toby comes down with a rebound. Gavin will bring it ball down. Crossover. Nice move. Gets blocked. And Hamilton will leak out, and he will get an easy layup. So another layup for the Blue Jays as the Indians are down 30-27. Regan Martin, Indians looking real sloppy here. I'd like to just see him pull it out and settle down. Gavin Toby has the top of the key, goes right around his defender. Nice pass, Dylan Evers, and one. Great job, Gavin Toby. Beat his man, made Evers' man come to him, found Evers, and Evers does a nice job finishing strong. Has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point plays. The basket was good, and he's at the line to shoot a free throw.
Great job of attacking the middle of the lane, drawing that off-ball defender, and then kicking and getting the and one potential finish here.
Beautiful basketball play right there. Evers will go to the line. Indians down 1, 29-30. Evers has a chance to tie it up. Ball is up and no good. So the Indians still down 1. Ball is in control by Delphus, number 20, Rode. Rode has it over to Ruda. Ruda has it, goes baseline. And we got a foul on Ryan Post. Indians got a sub coming in. Body foul on Ryan Post. Evers will come out. Evers had some real good minutes right there.
He did. Quality finish at the basket.
Absolutely. So Brian Benn is back in. Three-pointer up. Fairchild up. No good. Oh, my.
Looked like a high hand by Regan Martin. And official's going to call a foul on the three-point shot.
Never foul a jump shooter.
No, you got to let him come down to the floor, too. It's a good idea to box out. You just got to let him come back down to the floor before you check him out.
So Isaac Fairchild will go to the line for 3 free throws. First one is up and off the back of the iron. No good.
Fort Recovery fans are saying ball don't lie.
They probably are. As the Indians are still down 130-29. 2:30 left to go here in your third quarter. Fairchild, second free throw up and good. Number 3 will come in, Colin Mullenkamp for the Blue Jays. Shorts are rolled, with this. That's not allowed this year.
That's a new rule, huh?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow.
No shorts are allowed to be ruled because they say that the strings that hang out the front, if a finger gets caught in there going for a steal and they can break a finger, that's on the officials.
Wow.
So Brian Benn takes it up strong, gets fouled, couldn't quite finish, but he'll go to the line for 2 shots.
We were talking about that a little bit at halftime, Darian. I'd like the Indians to get more into a half-court set and really look for Benn inside. He hasn't had many post touches since that first quarter.
No, I agree. And as big as he is, I don't see anybody on the floor in blue that could probably stop him on defense. So I say just keep pounding Benn.
And he shoots free throws
and
well.
And he has a great touch. So the big fella hits the first one. Big Brian Benn, that'll put him in double figures for the night with 10 points. So good night so far by the big guy. Hopefully he can continue and finish one.
He could be a double-double guy every night on JV.
For sure. And Benn, another beautiful touch, up and good. So Ruda will control the ball for the Blue Johns. Gets a double ball screen on both sides. Ball is dead, being pressured by Regan Martin. And over to number 12, Brown. Brown has it. Back over to Ruda. Ruda has it.
Good pressure out front. Let's keep heating them up for the Indians.
And Ruda up. Three-point basket up and no good. Controlled by Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it. Should have been a reach-in foul. As he mishandles it. He called that out of bounds from right there. Official says foot was on the line. I seen that from almost half court, and that ball is going the other way.
We'll take it.
We will, for sure.
turnover St. John's. Let's see if Indians can get the ball inside of Mr. Ben here. Let's get a post touch. Got a hand check out front.
Yep.
Foul will be on number 20, Aiden Rohde. Be his first foul. Team's fourth.
So ball is being taken out by Regan Martin. Finds Brian Benn. Brian Benn has it.
Good luck.
Post entry into Toby. Nice. Toby finds Gale wide open under the basket. And that is beautiful basketball. Russell Gale with an easy 2 points. That'll give Russell Gale his first 2 points in the night also. Good looking basketball there by the Indians. They take a 2-point lead, 33-31. 1:20 left to go here in your third quarter. As Rudo will have the ball, he'll dribble out. Gets a ball screen, picks it up. Nothing there. Number three, three-pointer up and good. Hand down, man down, as they say. Russell Gale does not put a hand up, and the shooter makes him pay. That'll be number three, Colin Mullenkamp. Shoot him. Out to right post, and he'll shoot a three. Up and no good, so we've been wrong all night. But the Indians get a turnover out of it.
Let's play for one, boys.
Yep. Ryan Post has it. Over to Russell Gale. Gale over to Toby. Toby has it in the corner. Over to Martin. Martin, three-pointer up and in and out.
Delphices. Hold it up.
Wisely, he says, let's play for the last shot. Controlled by Ruda at the half court. Russell Gale is heavily in pressure. Ooh, that's a legal screen.
Legal screen. Good call. Trip. Oh, yeah. Good call. Legal screen on Devlin St. John's. Foul will be on number 23 in blue.
It's a good call.
It's
sure.
A good call. Ball handler did a good job of using the screen, but he decided to throw the old hip check into him. Look like bowling pins all there. Like three guys go down. So that foul will be on number 23 for St. John's. I don't.
Blake Fishbat.
Like Fishbowl?
Fishbatch? Yeah. I'm not real sure. So anyway, the Indians will have the ball. Maybe play for the last shot. Big Brian Ben has it. Back out to Gavin Toby. Gavin
nice.
Toby, beautiful pass in the line post for a nice 2-point basket. Indians have a 1-point lead. That's a foul on them.
He's calling that on blue.
Oh my goodness. He didn't touch him.
I'll be honest, Darren, I thought the foul was going to be on number three, Colin Mullenkamp.
I did for sure,
John's.
Too.
But, you know, I don't know. Tough one. But
Indians had a 1 point.
Keep playing.
Yep. 6 seconds left to go here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Delphus won't even have a shot.
Good. Good job of the Indians.
Yeah, great defense. So Indians take a lead. 35-34. 1-point ball game here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. We'll be back with fourth quarter action.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Cool. We are back here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse where the Indians have a 1-point lead, 35-34. Tight ball game. 7 minutes go here in the fourth.
Indians got off to a little bit of a slow start there during the start of that third quarter, but they heated up there towards the end of the third quarter and entered this fourth quarter action with a 1-point lead.
Most definitely. I think we need to definitely take care of the ball, and I'd like to see that 1-3-1 still. I really like that. And Delphus will find a wide open man. And it is all over the place. And Delphus will just say, let's pull it out. Up over to Hamilton. Hamilton will have it. And I think they might be in that 1-3-1. Maybe. Yes, I believe they are.
They are.
So Gavin Toby is pressuring.
They look to
he's at the top. Over to or Hamilton. Hamilton will have it over to number 14, Ruta. Ruta has it over to Hamilton.
St. John's here now, 1-3-1. You got to attack the short corners.
Yes. And Ruta will have it. They're playing from about 40 feet away from the basket. So if that's the Indian, if you're an Indian, that's a good thing. And Indians trapping on that. Ben just a step slow. Ball will be out on the Indians. So Delphus will still have possession. 35-34, 6:05 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton over to Fairchild. Fairchild with guy we don't want shooting. And it's up, and he makes the Indians pay. Three-point basket. And that's a guy we cannot lose because he will make you pay, as he just showed you he will. Indians down two, 37-35, over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post has it on the right side, over to Toby. Toby, three-point basket up, no good. Offensive rebound, Brian Benn. That might be our first offensive rebound tonight.
Nice.
Brian Benn just says, I'm a man, and I'm going to go right through you and get an easy layup. 37-37. Indians are all tied up here. 5:30 left to go here in the fourth. Hamilton
Brian's
has
got
it.
13.
Big Brian Benn is the leading scorer for the Indians. And
should be out of bounds. Going to have a blocking foul here on the Indians.
Yep, and that's a good call. Brian Benn stuck his elbow out there and caught him. And that's a good call.
Good call for the Indians because it takes 2 points off the board.
For sure. And there's that double ball screen that no one hedges out or steps over for anything. So Delphus should probably go back to that. Over to number 14, Ruta. Ruta has it over to Fairchild. We lose him again. And luckily, he does not make that one. Goodness gracious. Ryan Post will come out with that. Goes right. Gets a ball screen 15 feet up. Heavily contested. I don't like that shot. No passes. Come down. Chuck up 15. Covered by three guys. And then the Indians just allow an easy basket. Wow. Wow, that's a weak foul.
Between Fairchild and Ruta, those two guys are their primary scorers.
I don't like that call at all.
Ball goes in. Simple call is ball goes in, play on, keep playing.
Yes.
Kind of a game interrupter. I mean,
if he misses it, then
correct.
Maybe call it.
Yeah.
But
yep. That's something as they transition, you know, from the JV to the varsity level. They'll figure out. Or they'll get with guys who can kind of talk them through that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yep, definitely. I know I've been with guys that helped me with that kind of stuff, so thankfully I've been with them. We got a loose ball all over the floor, and we got a jump ball. Goodness, I didn't think they were ever going to blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Jump ball will go to the Fort Recovery Indians. 37-39, Indians down two. 5 minutes left to go here in the fourth and final quarter, maybe.
St. Johnson's got 16 fouls, so the next foul on them will put the Indians in the bonus. Let's just see if they can get the ball inside here.
For sure. Get it into Ben. Oh, my. What a play by Shane. Nice hustle play. Evers gets it. Gathers himself over to Martin. Martin over to Ben. Ben 15 feet out. No good. Bam. Need to get him in the block.
He can shoot that, but I'd like to see him get buried in the block and really get some paint touches.
Yeah, for sure, because he could bury anybody. Fairchild goes right past Regan Martin, up and no good. And offensive rebound for Delphus. And goodness gracious, I thought the first one should have been a foul.
Yeah.
But fouls on number 15, Brian Benn. That'll be his second. Team six. So team fouls are both 6-6. So next foul, both teams will be shooting 1-1. So number 20, is that number 20 or number 10?
Number 10 should be
number 10.
Linderman.
Devin Linderman, a 5'11 sophomore, will go to the line. Linderman has 4 points on the night. Gavin Toby, number 5, will check in for number 15, Brian Benn.
You're an Indians fan. You don't like to see St. John's get three looks there at the bucket.
No, not at all. Especially with Benn in there, he should be getting about every rebound. And thankfully, Delphus misses both free throws. Toby would push it hard down the floor. Just pull it out, buddy. Get it to our guard. There we go. Gavin Toby just forced that one.
Yeah. Wow, getting really rough.
Oh, my gosh. Officials are going to let this game get a little out of hand if they don't.
That could have been a foul on the Indians.
That should have been a foul on the Indians for sure.
But regardless, it'll be a kick basketball. St. John's is going to take possession of it, baseline out of bounds, going full court.
Yep, and back ball will be in Hamilton's hands. Hamilton, I like the way he handles the ball for Delphus. He's real strong with the ball, doesn't turn it over. He's being pressured by Russell Gill.
5 second call.
Oh, my. Delphus coach is screaming for a timeout also, so he's not very happy about that.
Hey, good defense by the Indians.
Yeah, for sure.
5 second call. We talked a little bit about, you know, Fort Recovery's advantage out front with their quickness.
And really that right there.
You got that ball pressure. Get a 5 second count, turnover. We got a couple subs in, and let's see if the Indians can get a good look here at the bucket.
Just as I was bragging up how well Hamilton handled the ball and then turned over, we get a 5 second call, but I guess I'll take it because I'm an Indian fan. Gavin Toby inbound over to Regan Martin. We're back in play. 39-37. Indians down 2. 3:50 left to go here in your fourth quarter. Ryan Post has the ball. The corner over to Russell Gale. Russell Gale has it over to Martin. Martin thought about a three, drives left. Kick out to Gavin Toby. Gavin goes right. Nothing. Over to Shane. Shane has it. Surveys the floor over to Ryan Post. Ryan thinks about a three. He dribbles right, and he go off his leg. Gavin Toby will get it.
Ooh.
And Blue Jays will bail him out.
Foul would be on number 5. That'd be Adam Fisher, his first. And it's going to be sending Gavin Toby to the line to shoot 2.
We need these 2 points here, big guy. Come on now.
Yeah. Indians down 2 with 3:31 left, 39-37.
First one is up. Off the back of the iron. Darn it.
Both teams are struggling from the line a little bit tonight.
Both teams have struggled from the line tonight. We got one more coming your way, though, big guy. Let's make this one. Shot is up.
Good.
And that's good. So Gavin Toby will have 9 points on the night. A good quality 9, too. He's got some good assists, too. I like to see him. He passes that ball real nice. Ball's picked up. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton being guarded by Russell Gale. Don't gamble. 30 feet from the basket. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild over to Hamilton. Hamilton has it over to Ruda. Ruda thought about a travel too, yeah. Ruda over to Fairchild. Fairchild over to Hamilton.
Time out, Blue Jays.
Full time traveled.
He did.
So, Delphus St. John's will take a full timeout. We will also take one with them and be right back after this. 39-38, Delphus up 1. 3:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza.
We are back here in the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians down 1, 39-38. 3 minutes left to go here in your fourth quarter. Hamilton will have the ball, and looks like they set a little flare screen for Ruda, and we did a nice job getting through that screen. Back over to Fairchild. Fairchild will pull the ball out for the Blue Jays. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton have it. He'll get a ball screen. Didn't even look at the pick and pop as it was probably wide open.
Yeah.
Hamilton will go right around him. Oh, my goodness. Probably the right call.
Yeah. Should be a bonus, though. Should be shooting.
1-1, yep.
So it looks like number 15, Griffin Hamilton, will be going to the line for 1-1.
What's this guy doing?
Not sure if he knows.
So Hamilton will go to the line for a 1-1. First one is up.
Ooh,
way hard. It just looked hard coming out of his hand.
Yeah.
Rebound, Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby will pull it hard up down the floor. He'll beat his guy. Oh, right.
Good.
Nice. I think if he would have went all the way, it might have been a charge, and he seen that and pulled up from on the block, and that was really nicely done by Gavin Toby.
Gavin Toby's got 11 now for the Indians.
So there's two guys in double figures tonight for the Indians. All
over the shooters, boys.
Over to Ruda. That's a travel.
Ooh, over the back on us.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
I think that's the right call.
Indians fans don't like it.
No.
Over the back's athletic, Darian. On the back's a foul. I thought Regan got into it, into his back a little bit. It's a tough call, but probably the right one.
Yep. So the Indians have a one-point lead, 39-40. Indians up one, 2:17 left to go here in your fourth quarter. Number 10, Devin Linderman will go to the line for a 1-1. First one is up and good.
Got it.
He'll tie things up at 40.
It'll be Linderman's fifth point of the evening for the Blue Jays.
He'll have another chance for another. Next one is up. No good. Rebound, Gavin Toby. I seen it coming out of hand. I said, no good already. Over to Ryan Post.
Nice
into
look.
Brian Binn.
Finish.
Oh, my goodness, big boy.
Point blank at the bucket. Good.
He was too open.
Yeah.
Man, convert. Road, we leave him wide open for a three, and I don't know why at all, but he makes us pay.
Keep going inside. Give him another look.
Get it in the ball.
He's just got to get a better job of sealing down on the block, too. Stepping across that three-quarters front.
He's kind of camping in the paint right now. He needs to get out of there.
Get
it to him right now. Too late.
Yeah.
Man. So the Indians will turn the ball over. Blue Jays got a 43-40 lead.
Ooh.
Kind of a weak foul.
Be bonus, too. 1-1. It looks like it'll be sending number 32 to the line for the Blue Jays. That's going to be Isaac Fairchild. He's one of their leading scorers. Or no. Yeah, is that?
Yep. Fairchild will go to the line for 2. Or 1-1, I believe. Yep. Yeah.
He's got 9 this evening.
So 9 points for Isaac Fairchild. Knocked down the shooter. 43-40. First free throw is up and nothing but net. That'll put him in doubles for the night with 10. Shot looked pretty smooth. So the second one is about up. It is up. And nothing but net. Keep the pure shooter. And he's down 5. 1:15 left to go. Ryan Post has the ball. He'll go baseline over to Reed Martin. Martin over to Ben. Ben over to Post. Ryan Post. 3-point ball up. No good. At the back of the iron. And battle fought for.
Grab it, Gavin.
And ball goes to the Blue Jays.
Indians got to get a foul here. Put St. John's on a double bonus.
Over wow, there. Wide open.
And one.
That's not what you want. And that is not what you want at all.
It'll be Ruda's 13th point, an opportunity to hit the old-fashioned three-point lead and play and give St. John's an 8-point lead with 48.5 seconds to go.
That it will. Free throw is up and good. And he's down 8. 45 seconds left to go. Ryan Post will attack the basket over to Russell Gale. Russell, 3-point attempt up. No good. Regan Martin comes out. 3-pointer up. End the short. Regan Martin will get his own rebound over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby has it. I don't know what we are doing.
Yeah. A little bit of hot potato right now. St.
Yeah.
John's is going to get a timeout. I think he's going to probably get a 30-second timeout.
Just
I know
calm everyone down.
But you got an 8-point lead. Why call time? Just play it out.
So, 30-second timeout for Dolphus, and we will take one with them. Maybe we'll be right back after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
We are back into play. Ball is out on Gavin Toby. So 15.9 seconds left. Delphus up 8. This ball game is probably over. So ball is about to be inbound, and it is. And ball is scrambled for. I don't know how you can call a travel out of that, but he did. Clear across the court. Called a travel. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, another timeout here.
We got a full timeout. The Indians will stay here and talk a little bit. Tomorrow, upcoming on Fort Recovery Radio, tomorrow, boys will host the Jay County Patriots cross-border little rivalry, simulcast JV and varsity games with WPGW. Next week, Tuesday, boys are going to travel over to South Adams. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV game and varsity game. Varsity game will be with Reese Rogers and Jeff Vaughn.
Discount double check.
Discount double check, Reese Rogers. Saturday, the girls will host Arcanum here in the fort. JV game will start at noon. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV game. WPGW will simulcast for the varsity. Boys will travel then to Ansonia also on Saturday. JV game will start at 6. Fort Recovery Radio broadcast for the JV game. WPGW will simulcast for the varsity game. So a lot of upcoming things for the Indians. Try to get here if you can. If not, tune in to us at Fort Recovery Radio. 48-40, your score. Indians ball as we Coach Overton wanted a full timeout. 12.1 seconds left to go. Indians are breaking the huddle right now. Russell Gale will inbound the ball for the Indians. And he is looking for Gavin Toby. Holy cow. Oh, Russell Gale, three-pointer up. No good. Rebound fought for. It'll belong to the... Oh, my goodness gracious. And we got a foul.
Foul will be on number 33 for the Indians. Owen Shane. Devil St. John's will be going to the line for two shots, up 8 with 2.7 seconds to go.
I'm not going to foul there. This guy just about let the sub come in with two-shot foul. So, number 20, Aiden Rohde, free throw attempt, up and good.
And if I'm one of these St. John's kids that hasn't got in yet, I'm probably saying, Coach, don't put me in.
Yes, I agree.
I'll get ready for practice tomorrow.
I agree. I totally agree with you right there. 49-40. Next shot is up and short. Ryan Post come up with a rebound. Three quarters court heave. Up, no good. So the Indians will fall short of the Blue Jays, 49-40. We will take a commercial break, and we'll come back with you with a few stats right after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, well, you know, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and...
We are back here in the Portside Fieldhouse where the Indians just took a 49-40 defeat. And that's kind of a bad loss for the Indians as they started off real hot after a nice lead in the, at the end of the first quarter as they led the first quarter 18-6. And the Indians just couldn't quite hang on. Mr. Ferks has a few stats for you. Like I said, Mr. Ferks, Indians, bad loss, I believe, because had a nice 8-point lead here in the first quarter, kind of lost it a little bit in the second quarter, still had that lead, though, and then slowly Delphus St. John's just did a great job of grinding back into it.
They did, and you know, Fort Recovery, they're a young JV team. I mean, they have a lot of freshmen playing, and that's a big jump to go from 8th grade junior high basketball
absolutely
to JV level, and so those kids are going to have a little bit of a learning experience, but they're going to get better, and they're continuing to get better, and like you said, it's a tough loss, but you know, for the Indians, Regan Martin had 7 points, Gavin Toby had 11, Ryan Post had 5, and he's been off to a hot start, and he had a little bit of a slow start this evening. Brian Bennett side was outstanding. He had 13 points. And then Dylan Evers had 2, and Russell Gale had 2 as well. And then you look at St. John's, Colin Mollenkamp had 5, Griffin Hamilton had 5, Aiden Rohde had 6, Isaac Fairchild had 13, Tyler Arruda. Between Fairchild and Arruda, they had 29 points. And those two guys were some prolific scorers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Adam Fisher had 1, and Lindemann had 5.
Yeah, and absolutely. Like you said, them guys, them two combined for 29 points or whatever. And after the first quarter or first half, even going into halftime, coach should probably, I'm sure he did say, we got to find them guys and we can't leave a hand down because, you know, shooters shoot, like you said, and they're going to make you pay, especially when you don't have a hand in their face.
And that's exactly what St. John's basketball has done for 40 years. They spread the floor. They got guys that shoot it. And if you don't get a high hand, they're going to knock down shots at home and on the road. So Fort Recovery will learn from it. We'll get better defensively. I think we got to do a better job at consistently executing on the offensive end of the floor. And I think that starts with some inside-out basketball. When you have a kid like Brian Benn inside, it really got to do a better job of getting them post touches. But I know Coach Overman is doing a great job, and you know they'll continue to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, an inside-out game. Brian Benn gets a lot of touches. You know, get him in there. Teams start collapsing on him. Then you got Ryan Post, Martin. You got all kinds of shooters on the outside. So, like you said, get that inside-out game going early, and it'll definitely help you on in the late run.
Yeah. So the Indians, say they dropped to 1-3, I believe.
And, 1-3 on the year.
Be back tomorrow night, and it's a great weekend if you're a Fort Recovery Indian fan. You have Delta St. John's, who's always got traditionally sound fundamental basketball. And then tomorrow night, we got the Border Warder. Yep. It's great to have Jay County. Big rivalry game. I think it'll be a great crowd here tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, most definitely. So if you can get here tomorrow, please do. It's a big game for the Indians, Fort Recovery and Jay County tomorrow night, 6 p.m. tip-off for the JV. And that's all we have for you. We are going to go through a few commercials. End of varsity game, we'll be back with you with Reese Rogers, Jeff Vaughn, and Darren Sheffer will bring you that game. So we'll be back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.